welcome to Friday's edition of the Hometown Headlines newscast and our rant of the day. John Druckenmiller at hometownheadlines.com with you this morning. Let's take a look at our first headlines today. Governor Brian Kemp has extended the emergency declaration until July 12th. At the same time, he is easing restrictions on summer school classes, overnight summer camps, pro sports practices. Bars can open on Monday, and groups of 25 or more can now assemble. A lot of caveats here and a lot of social distancing required as well. We have those updates for you today. On the flip side, positive cases of coronavirus in Northwest Georgia have topped 1,000, now 106 as of this morning. That's up 62% since the end of April. The state death toll is now at 1,973. That's up 80% in a month as well. It'll top 2,000 by late today or early Saturday. The GBI has arrested a Cartersville man in conjunction with the Bartow County Sheriff's Office and charged him with possession and distribution of child pornography. Politics, just a reminder, you can not only vote today, but you can vote this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. as far as advance voting goes. Next week, by the way, is the last week of advance voting before the June 9th primary. Also today, nice story out of Berry College. They could not have their on-campus work week, which they do each summer. It was instead replaced by a virtual, shall we say, work week, which has been quite a success. Other headlines today, Lock and Dam Park and Campground reopens today. And traffic news, watch out for the US 41 Tennessee Street interchange due in Cartersville. It's going to open up that new ramp on Tuesday. Weir Mechanical Weather Center update, low 80s all weekend with rain, storms possible today and Saturday. Sunday should be the best day of the weekend. Obituaries today, we say farewell to Mrs. Betty Alphen Jones, Mrs. Ruby Leith, Mimi Jan Luna, and Preston Blaine Wyatt. We have public health restaurant inspection scores, of course, police updates, crime watch from across Northwest Georgia. Truett's Chick-fil-A sports update today. The Georgia High School Association is offering some clarity as conditioning is set to resume for our high schools a week from Monday. On TV this weekend, the Food City 500 and second part of the Lance Armstrong special on ESPN. We have returning sports updates for you. A reminder, Berry reopens for recreational use on the weekend of June 13th and 14th. Weekends only here, by the way. Okay, it's time for our rant of the day. We'll call this one Doubling Down on Downtown. As temperature checks are part of today's pandemic lifestyle, let's take one of downtown Rome. The issue of the hour is whether to let customers stroll about with drinks in hand, suggested again as a way to help reeling restaurants, even though more of them are resuming something toward normal operations. Look for a city commission vote on this on June 8th. There have been some surprise closings along Broad Street and side streets, but also some openings, including John Henry's Grill and Tortaco. Coming in at Magretta Hall later on this summer. The River District's zoning has been flipped to encourage redevelopment, and at least one serious entrepreneur has taken the bait. Wayne Robinson continues on a buying and redevelopment bid along downtown Rome and Broad Street, following the strong success of the Vogue, the Crawdaddy's building, and now the one next to it. The surge in demand for downtown housing is not easing up, even amid our stalled economy. Then there's major competition brewing with ample parking where Kmart once stood. Please understand this. East Bend is still happening, maybe just one cinder block at a time, but it is still on the way. Also, you've got three new city commissioners on board since January, and a much more vital 21st century downtown was one of the major campaign platforms of City Commissioner Mark Cochran. And finally, then there's the overall pandemic recovery, especially with downtown Saturday events now 0-for-1 on the 2020 season, with a decision to be made on next week's coming up very soon. So what's the temperature? Well, not exactly 98.6, but neither is it quite at fever level just yet. Add into all of this the resignation of Amanda Carter, who was promoted from serving as an assistant to downtown Annie Arnold when she left the Downtown Development Authority more than 4 years ago. Arnold was downtown Rome, and she continues to be an active consultant to other communities around our state. A story in today's Rome News Tribune reports that Carter is moving from the DDA offices into managing Whistlebridge's boutique on Broad Street's active 200 block. That establishment, as you know, was supposed to close on Saturday under current ownership. The story says Carter now hopes to reopen the store by mid-June. Carter was executive director during some of the major headlines in recent years, from the entire parking fiasco to the smoking regulations, two moves that had business owners appearing before the city commission, some in tears, begging for changes after customers balked and walked. Carter's also been there to see some major investments and reinvestments, including the sale of the Georgia Power Building and also some other bright spots up and down Broad Street. Her stepping aside creates a very critical opening and opportunity. There were some state-level candidates interviewed when Arnold left. One of them was a former associate of ours over in Northeast Georgia who had a vaunted history of business turnaround and expansion. She thought she had the job based on our email exchanges about her coming to town. And then there was another candidate. Downtown insiders tell us another candidate actually got the nod and then was told, never mind. Both were very aggressive, and that's probably why they didn't get the job and it went to somebody on the inside. Downtown Rome needs more this time around. The reasons are spelled out in our opening paragraphs. Given that Broad Street is the most vital address in Floyd County, we can't afford to see hiring fumbles that have been all too frequent in our community in recent years. And while the job search and interviews are more of the duties of the city administration, we recommend a city commission subcommittee be formed immediately to actively guide city manager Sammy Rich on what will be the most critical hire of his administration. There is a very serious opportunity here to reshape downtown, which is among the major economic engines of Rome and even Floyd County. Blow this one, and we'll relapse right back into the 1970s. This is John Druckenmiller of HometownHeadlines.com thanking you for joining us today. Continuing updates all day, all weekend long on HometownHeadlines.com. As always, we recommend stay home, stay safe in Northwest Georgia.